writers have always used tools. People are asking a lot about AI these days. And if you go back when Microsoft Word, or there was probably some other word processors actually before Word, spell check came out. And spell check was like this thing, you know, that felt kind of like cheating. Like, you're using spell check. Is that cheating? Nowadays, of course, spell check is integrated into every system that we all use. Then there were companies like Grammarly. Then there were headline generators. And now you've got ChatGPT, Claude, Perplexity, all these other language models, which are basically the power tools of 2025. And so a listener today, is he a freelance writer? He is a marketer. In fact, he'll explain that more. Basically, he is a marketer and he's wondering about, like, he's using these AI tools, just like lots of people are. He's wondering about trust and positioning. Should he tell his clients that he's using ChatGPT, basically? Does the transparency risk spooking them, or does it actually showcase like a modern, efficient service? This is how the world is these days. So I think this is an interesting question that a lot of people are thinking about in different ways. I think a majority of people are using some sort of AI now, especially in their work lives. A great majority of college students and high school students are using it in their studies and in their assignments and such. So the world is obviously changing and has changed a good bit. Should you admit, when you're doing freelance marketing, should you tell your clients, let's not even say admit, because that sounds like it's something wrong, should you tell your clients you're using AI? That's what we'll look at in today's episode. Stay tuned.
Hello from Pittsburgh. I'm Rob, a marketer writing posts and social captions for small businesses. I've started drafting outlines with ChatGPT or Claude to save time. Then I polish everything by hand. The work is better and faster, but a few clients have strong feelings about AI content. Do I come clean and risk them thinking it's low-quality work? Or keep quiet because they're paying for finished results, not my workflow? Where's the ethical and profitable line on transparency about AI assistance?
Well, Rob, as I said, people have been using all sorts of assistance tools for a long time. Whenever a new one comes out, there's all these questions about it and such. I think the big picture here is you lead with outcome. Like, what are you trying to do for your clients? You know, are you just trying to complete a deliverable? Is there some sort of transformation, transformative element perhaps in the work? Ultimately, in this case, it sounds like clients are hiring you for polished on-brand content that drives traffic. So your proposal and case studies should highlight metrics like open rates, shares, conversions. So the tools become secondary. Like, ultimately, the outcomes matter far more than how you get there. But then if you want to be transparent, you can adopt what's known as a process snapshot statement. It's just like a little sentence people are adding to contracts and onboarding docs these days, which says something like, you know, first draft ideas may be generated with AI software, then rewritten, fact-checked, and optimized by me. And so that kind of allays some concerns. It makes it clear, like, you use these tools, probably won't be shocking these days, but you actually are doing a good bit of editing and rewriting afterwards. And I think it's actually important to really do that, because if you don't, like a lot of people are noticing, AI language has some commonalities in it. And a lot of things, like, we look at and we're like, that sounds kind of AI, right? And it'll be interesting to see how that develops in the years to come. But I think, you know, for now, at least, it is very important to do that careful, you know, reviewing, fact-checking, optimization. So ultimately, you are transparent enough to stay trustworthy, but you don't apologize for using professional tools. Graphics editors are using tools that make their life better. Video editors, everybody is using tools. So the whole point of a tool is to make your life easier in some way. If you are leading first with the tool, if it's all about the tool, that's not so great. But if the tool is designed to support your workflow, then nothing wrong with that at all. State it briefly, focus on the results, and perhaps give a pricier human-only option that very few clients will actually take. That's one other thing you could do is, like, if you don't want any AI at all, you can pay me a lot more. But most people won't take that because they don't really need to. That's my two cents. Listeners, would love to know your experiences as well. SideHustleSchool.com. 3,200 plus episodes available for download or streaming directly on the site. And you can access new episodes every day when they come out, wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks so much for being out there. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
from the Onward Project.